Hey, what's up, guys? Eric and Parker here from Rockcast. We have conversations with rock stars. You can check out rockcastshow.com for more info about us. You've been hearing us talk a little bit about MyPillow and the great products that they have. I know you're probably saying, Eric, what could conversations with rock stars and sleeping have in common? Well, we'll tell you.
There's nothing better than hitting a mattress with not just one layer, not two. We're talking three amazing layers of comfort. That's right. That's MyPillow. Now, let me tell you about it. The first layer is the MyPillow patented foam. Now, layer two has the transitional foam. And of course, finally, we come to layer three, which could be the most important layer of all. And that is because the body temperature is regulated throughout the entire night from their phase change material.
Again, use promo code ROCKCAST or 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719 for up to 66% off. Isn't it time that you had a good night's sleep? Perfect. Hey, what's going on, guys? Eric Black here, Parker Miner over there. This is ROCKCAST with Parker and Eric.
Yeah.
It sounds redundant whenever I say that because I introduce ourselves and then I introduce ourselves again.
What's okay? The logo is official. Okay. So we're good.
Yeah. And the logo's everywhere now. So it's everywhere. If you don't know who we are by looking at the show, then you probably should go see some sort of optometrist. That's all I'm saying. It's everywhere. So that's who we are. That's what we do. Rockcastshow.com has a lot of that information, which I don't even know what's over there anymore because I haven't been there for a minute. We've been busy creating season three, which you're currently in right now.
Yep.
It's been good. It's been good. We had a long break. Now we're back.
That was a really long break.
It was ridiculous. Well, the problem is, I think, is that we had some snow here. Yep. And then the kids went back for maybe one day. And then they said, no, we can't handle it. We got it.
I had like a week of COVID school out of school.
Mm.
And then he had snow days. So I've been hit double whammy.
That's awesome. Yeah. It was take your kid to work day every day for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's been every day since 2020 of March.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Parker, here's the thing, buddy. We have some people that are coming on the show. One in particular, the other ones are mostly in my head. We'll get those out a little bit later. But Parker, who
is on the show? I'll tell you who's on the show.
Who?
Our good friend, who we've gotten to know pretty well over the past 24 hours, I feel.
Yep. Yep.
Formerly of Bad Wolves, Mr. Tommy Vex. How you doing, man?
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
So, how are we doing? How's it going? How's it hanging?
Well, it's to the left and in neutral. I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
That's just how I feel about it.
Mine's parked.
Yeah, okay.
Part
same.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the show. Thanks, guys, so much.
All right, cool. Thank you, everybody. It's been really fun. I'll see you guys. I gotta go to the yard barn anyway.
That's right. There it is. Tommy, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
I am doing the best that I have done in a long time. I must say, I am a very happy man.
Yep.
And I'm just feeling good. It's been the new year is on. I've immediately went to work. I finally put the cherry on the cake for my new record.
Nice.
And so, you know, there are multiple deal offers in place. My biography is finished. We're shopping that. I just got the first pass of during the last time I was actually in Nashville, we had 2 days off and we shot two music videos in Nashville. And I just got the first pass of one of them, which features Topher, who's a hip hop artist who came out with The Patriot last year.
Yeah.
The song The Patriot. This is so much going on. There's been so much work. And it's nice to be a free agent again.
Yeah. You know?
And then
where'd you shoot that video at?
Some warehouse that's set up with multiple staging areas that have different rooms that are set up differently. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. And awesome. And then I dropped on Christmas Eve, I got all of my music back. So I dropped, I gave all the people who supported my Patreon last year I finally was able to give them the cover album. So I dropped Uncovered, which is the first, it's the first installment of a double covers album, and it's on Bandcamp and it's free. And if you could, you know, if you want to check it out, you can check it out. You could leave a dollar tip,
sweet,
whatever. Yeah. So it's just kind of like pay what you feel like now.
Support.
Dude, yeah.
That is very cool.
Awesome. You got that music back like Taylor Swift, bro. Jeez.
And yeah, some of that and a little more.
Yeah.
A little more.
Oh, man.
Just a little.
I want to go back to a year. I don't know if you remember this year, but it was, I believe it was 2020.
Sure.
There was a lot going on in 2020. You know, everything was shut down. There was a whole big weird situation going on. In what you were doing musically at the time, were you able to do a whole lot during that time? Was there some, I mean, how did that process go for you as an artist?
I recorded 4 albums in 2020, and that's what 2021 was about, getting them back. So, you know, I basically, I don't know how to say it. So there are, I get privileged information, and that's the best way I could say it. Sure. So I was very well educated as to what was going on fairly early on. So I did, like, when COVID and all that first happened, you know, everything shut down, and it was like, oh, you know, it was like, they had me for about 3 weeks. And, yep. You know, I'm probably in the 1% of people that have an epidemiologist on in my phone book, you know what I mean? In my contacts list. And I do have a friend who works for, I have 2 friends who work for different 3-letter agencies. And, you know, so I was not worried at all. And I was constantly getting, I was told very early on what I needed to do to protect myself. And then, you know, obviously these things were extremely controversial in nature. Most of everything that I had kind of talked about on social media that got me in trouble and got me canceled or got me flagged by the, you know, big tech, even today, like as of today, there's just more truth coming out. So it was a little dicey, but I wasn't concerned very much. So I just went about living after about 3 weeks, and the studio opened for me, and I told them that, you know, everyone thought it was going to be like, oh, it's going to be a month. I'm like, this is not going to end till far after the election. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. This, everyone's like, you're crazy. I was like, okay, like whatever. But if I'm right, I'm the only person who's going to be paying to come to the studio, because everyone in Los Angeles is deathly afraid they're going to die if they go outside and breathe fresh air. Yeah. So we basically set up the studio. So my guitar player who, the guitar player who writes all the Bad Wolf songs, his name's Max Karen, and he lives in Las Vegas. So he worked at home and sent tracks to me, and I went in the studio. I would stay in the vocal booth. My producer would stay in the control room, and we busted out just song after song after song after song. And I kept the Midnight Oil burning, and I started a Patreon for the band, and so we sold subscriptions for it. And basically I would put one new song on the Patreon every week. And, you know, it was doing like $30,000 or $40,000 a month for 10 months. So I kept everyone in the band on payroll. I kept the crew guys on payroll. The record label got 20% of everything. So, you know, basically, you know, that's how I am as a leader. Like, I see a problem and I have to create financial solutions because my team, you know, they're dependent on me. So to me, 2020 was a very successful endeavor, like as far as creatively and financially, but definitely not socially, you know, because I was obviously being very outspoken about the things that I knew, which people were still in a state of fear. And I think that in retrospect, I think, I may not have gone too hard on some of those things because it ended up becoming divisive with people who were genuinely terrified of what was going on.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So do you think that they would have, that anybody really would have listened at that point in time anyway? Do you think that there was a
you can tell how many, you could tell because in February of 2020 on social media, I had like, I probably had 50,000 Facebook followers and 90,000 Instagram followers. And by 2020, by October of 2021, when my Instagram was deleted, I had 320,000 followers. Oh my God. And then also I went out on tour last summer as myself and sold out 80% of the tour with no opening band, no radio promotion, no package, no help from no social media posting.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just like nothing.
So that brings up another question then. Now saying all of that, do you think this changes things for for current artists, but also for like indie artists to say, well, I mean, it's possible if you can get the funding, this is 100% possible.
I don't think so. I think that the thing is that you have to take into consideration, I'm placed in a position to, you know, being an independent solo artist now, I already did the work. I grinded it out. You know, firstly, I saved Five Finger Death Punch. I saved Ivan's life, you know, and we have a very difference of political opinion. He is a Biden supporter and a diehard leftist. The rest of his entire band are not, but they make it work, right? They don't tread on each other's beliefs, you know, and that's the way it should be. You know, I sang for that band and I took care of that dude for a whole year in 2017. And so that was the beginning of building my popularity. Even though that wasn't really my intention, I was literally doing a job I was paid to do. Yeah. And then obviously Zombie was the biggest rock song in 14 or 15 years.
Man. And that was 18, wasn't it? In 2018?
In 2018. And so, you know, and I'm a hardcore kid from CBGB. So, you know, I really like engaging with the fans and I did free meet and greets every night for years, for three or four years. So I got to meet the fans and know their stories and, you know, connect with them. A lot of people connected with the lyrical content of songs like Remember When and Sober and Learn to Walk Again. And you know, and so, it was just like the having, you know, six number one songs at radio, you know, even the new one that I'm not on, like that's one of my songs, you know, like
it's good too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. The original version is really good. You know, so it's like,
And you're successful on your own, like on your own solo stuff. I've seen what you've been doing at, you know, when you rent out the shows, I've seen the crowds that you were talking about. It's almost, I mean, it looked like it was packed out, like sold. I mean, it's good. You're doing it without all that social media. You're doing it without the PR, the radio. I mean, you're doing it. So commended. So, yeah.
Well, and also too, like the things that were so controversial, they're not anymore. You have people like Nicki Minaj coming out and saying things and Kyrie Irving and athletes and, you know, it's not like so forbidden at this point to question the narrative of things because it's completely gotten blown out of proportion we need to find our way back to the middle. And it's not about criticizing each side of the aisle. It's actually trying to walk to the middle and shake hands and be like,
yes,
we're in this situation because we were allowed to be divided.
Yep.
And I was a part of that too, you know, cause I chose a side and I was like, this is where I'm standing and that's okay. Yeah. But at the end of the day, in this country, like we all still have to live in America together. And so it's what's in the best interest of America is for Americans to move forward and not to allow government and media to dictate how we feel about our brothers and sisters. It's insane. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Apparently this is prime time hour because Eric's decided to go dark on his screen.
I thought we were ready to do the after hours show.
Hey, just leave it off. We'll get there. Just leave it off.
I'm leaving. I'm not touching. I like this.
You look great.
We might actually just use this from now on. I like that a lot.
Look into the camera. Mm. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There it is.
God, we're gonna, you know, the ratings are going to go up now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tommy's on.
They're going to three.
Don't blame me.
Hey, look, Tony, I saw, you remember when y'all came and did the show at Municipal Auditorium with Papa Roach? Do you remember that night with Jacoby? I think you guys opened for them.
Yes. I can't remember the layout of the venue. Oh yeah. Okay. So isn't that now, isn't that like a museum?
Yeah, they've done that. They've kind of changed it. They've transitioned it into a museum. So you can go in there anytime.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That was dope. That was a good night.
That was a good show. I remember that. And you were like on point, but Jacoby dude never puts on a bad show.
Oh, never. He's like Captain Positivity, bro.
He is, dude. He's like, oh dude, vitality all the way.
Yeah.
He's a runner too, though. We have different kind of workouts. He like that dude, he be running every day.
Yeah.
He's just like getting after it. I'm like, all right, bro. I pick up heavy things, you know. Yeah. I'm like, I'll box. Yeah, I'll do hit training, but I'm like, I'm not running.
I see Jacoby out there. He'll be out there running in the rain in his North Face jackets and all trendy and stuff. The hair never goes bad. It's always on point.
Dude, I'm convinced that his hair is just spikes. Like it's like
that's all it is. Yeah, that's all it is.
You know, one of the biggest goals that I have with this show is to get that son of a bee on and to do one video segment of how he does his hair. It would dominate. I'm telling you, that guy.
Yeah, I'll text him, but it's not a problem. Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. we talk about hair, we talk about poop, we talk about pretty much. We've already
got the poop yet.
Not well. Just wait. We still got some time.
Okay.
So Tommy, when did you first start? Have you always listened to rock and metal and all those things, or was there a time in your life where you found it and you're like, okay, this is it?
I mean, I've always been musically eclectic. I think it's probably started with my dad was a huge Beatles fan, so overhearing the Beatles all the time, you know, and like 80s synth pop, like new wave. That's kind of what was like my dad was jamming while he was like working on stuff. And you're like, oh, what is this? Like, you know, like, oh, Phil Collins, like, this is sick, you know? But it was like music always got a hold of me very early on. And, you know, then so it went from like Beatles to Aerosmith. And then my cousin John was a metalhead. And he had like the Danzig poster and the Megadeth Euthanasia. Yeah. Yep. And I'm like, dude, what is this? He's like, bro. He's like, sit down. And he like pulls records out. And he's like, do you know what? This is Glenn Danzig. He used to sing for the Misfits. This is very important. He's like, listen to this song. And he's like, you know. And I was like, well, this is crazy. I was like, yeah. And so, but his favorite, he was actually a Megadeth fan. He liked Megadeth more than Metallica.
Wow.
He was one of those. Yeah, he was one of those.
You know, I have to agree with him. I'm there.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Can I tell you a secret, though?
Sure.
I worked in radio. Me and Eric both did.
Yeah.
And this is really embarrassing. I'm going to get slapped for this one. But I did not know that Danzig, I didn't know he was the former singer of Misfits.
You're fired. Your metalhead card revoked.
What's happening right now?
I know.
You do know that Phil Anselmo sings for Down and was also the singer of Pantera.
I do know that.
Do you know that Phil Anselmo said my name and shouted me out on stage last year?
Cool. That's cool.
And I went on after him.
Oh, God.
Bro, it was insane. It was the most insane. One of the most insane moments of my life.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, good. We're like, Phil Anselmo just said our name. Like my band and crew. And I'm like, it's my name, but yes, we're all here.
I hope that got recorded somewhere because that is cool.
Oh, man.
It just happened and I was like, awesome. Yeah.
Good memory. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Wow, it was intense. Shout out to Rockfest Wisconsin for making that happen.
Right?
Yeah.
Rockfest. Yeah, man. Dude, they put on a good event. I've been watching them. This is actually 2020. No, yeah, 2020 was the first year I'd heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were doing, you know, a whole bunch of research on new stuff and things like that. And I started following what they were doing on social media. And I was like, well, let's see how this pans out. And when they actually were able to put on a show, I couldn't believe how many people were. It seems to me like there's a stupid amount of people there. I think it was
15,000 or 14,000.
I don't know. Maybe they were just in a small area, or maybe I just haven't seen a show in that long.
No, that was the count. That was the count when we were on. It was when by the time Limp Bizkit, it was Phil, me, Corey Taylor. There were bands all during the day, and the headliner was Limp Bizkit. By the time Limp Bizkit went on, they said there was estimated 14,000 people in attendance.
Wow.
People, but also I've toured all over. I was the first artist in the world to go on tour after COVID. Most people don't know this.
I booked the tour in Texas.
Yeah, I booked the tour in Texas, and everyone was like, "You're gonna ruin your career." I'm like, "It's already ruined. I don't care." I'm like, "The people need music, and I need the people." And we booked the tour, and I already had Corona, and I got COVID from Glenn Beck in like December of 2020 of all things. And so I was like, "What?" I'm like, "Yo, this is not the end of the world, at least for me and anybody healthy." Yeah. And I believe people should be allowed to make their choice. I booked a tour of Texas, and then I did free meet and greets every single night. And we packed the house. I shook hands with every single person that wanted to meet me. Nobody wore a mask. Nobody gave a shit. Everything was fine. We had the Border Patrol police come to the shows. I know a lot of shit. Like, there's a lot of shit going on. So those guys came, and they pretty much spilled the tea on everything going on at the border and all the problems there. And we played.
They know better than anybody.
They're it's a disgrace what's happening. Mm. When you know the people who are the ones who are trying to fix the problems and what's being done to them, went on tour. We were the first artist, and then the Monday that the tour was over, everyone announced they were going on tour. All these bands and these Live Nation tours. Like, everyone was like, "Fuck Tommy Baxton!" They're like, "What is he doing?" You know?
Oh man,
has it been interesting to see people's reactions throughout the shows that you've done? To any current situation that you've been in, as far as let's just shorten it up. For one, getting back into music, getting back into the concerts, the shows, the events, whatever. Is there, because for me, when we went to back from COVID, and Parker and I went to our first show back, I mean, it was like it was crazy, because it seemed like it was 80 years since we've been to a live show. And they, people had live streams and things like that, which whatever, that's fine. It worked, but it wasn't the
live
same.
Live streams are like watching porn versus having real sex.
Yeah. Well,
it's not the same.
It's like a music video. Yeah. And they had their I guess they needed them. I don't know, but I did. I watched a couple of them, and I was like, okay, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. But did you notice any like demeanor from people when they were there, just how excited, how happy they were just to simply be at a live show?
People were crying. People were meeting me in hysterical crying. They were like, I haven't been outside. I literally, like, people who were inside for a year, like, got out of their house to go see our show. And then, in the midst of being at the show, they realized that they're not in danger anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's why I do this job. I'm like, this is why I take these risks, because whatever you believe in, you can't say that the media is not grossly negligent in their intentional mental and emotional gaslighting and abuse of the American public. Yeah. And people fell victim for it, because it's new. Propaganda through mass media is not something that we're accustomed to as Americans. Venezuelans, Cubans, Hungarians, Russians, Ukrainians, anyone who's lived in communist countries, they didn't fall for this, because they've seen this in their countries before. Right. We fell for it because we had never experienced what it would be like if the, six families that owned all media decided to fuck the whole country. And the whole world, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if people have messed up, people are really messed up.
Yeah. Well, I think the first show we went to was outdoors. It was it had rained all day, so it was very muddy, very messy.
Oh man.
But the feelings that we had were we tried to communicate with people and we had issues. We had issues communicating. We're like, "Wait, how do we do what we do again?"
We forgot how to socialize.
We forgot. Yeah, we just simply forgot. And so it took us a minute to get into that groove, but you know, once you got into that groove and you noticed that, "Hey, this is real. This is happening. We're moving forward." It was great, man. We need There's something about live music and music in general, but especially live music. There's something that is much like music in general. It's very healing. It's very, very healing. And I think people needed that.
Well, congregation is a major part of the social, mental health and the fabric of our society. You know, it's like whether people congregate to go to church and worship, or they congregate to go to a sports event, or they congregate to go to a music festival, or they congregate to go, you know, run a marathon. We need one another. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People need people. This idea that we can be plugged into the internet and just have this matrix existence in a metaverse and like, oh, we'll never have anyone hurt our feelings and we'll never be this and everything will be this wonderful dystopian nightmare that, you know what I mean? People even in the Matrix, they said, we tried to make a perfect world and everyone kept waking up from it. You know, it's like, we're not meant to be segregated. And that's why I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to things being like, well, this is actually inherently wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like what's going on is inherently wrong. Not allowing people to sit at certain restaurants because of their medical, you know, passport, right? Like imagine and
then, your papers.
Well, it's like, it's very disrespectful for anyone, like anyone who's Jewish. You're just like, dude, like you guys forgot about the Holocaust. Like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. And then, you know, imagine if this was something that was done to the LGBT community when HIV broke out, like people would be up in arms. This is the only time in history where they found a way through a flu to make it like culturally acceptable to force segregation on people. And I'm not an anti-vaccine person. I just think they failed. To be honest with you, I supported Trump over Biden because I knew Biden would be a catastrophe. However, I will criticize Trump in the fact that he rushed the vaccine out, and it is his warp speed thing. And he's out here taking credit. And I'm like, you're taking credit for an absolute catastrophic failure. The vaccine 100% does not work. So then you have to take a second one, and then it still doesn't work. And then you have to take one booster. Now it's two boosters. And now, you know, you have advertisements from Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson in places like England saying that, a vaccine is like, it needs to be recharged like a battery. I'm like, there's no scientific, any studies or anything behind any of this advertisement that is based in reality. Right. And, you know, you have people like Dr. Robert Malone. We call him Roast Malone because, I mean, he just put fire to the narrative, and he's the most... He's the most qualified epidemiologist to speak on this with the most experience treating the disease. And he's kicked off the internet.
Yeah, of course.
It's like at this point, you have to start to look at certain things. Like all these politicians have stock in these pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a money laundering scheme. And the politicians they're watching their stock go up because they keep putting our tax dollars. They're investing our tax dollars into these pharmaceutical companies to get these vaccines. And then their stock is going up, and that's how they're getting paid out. This is a reacquisition. It's a redistribution of wealth and an acquisition of power by force, by psychological manipulation. And anyone who says otherwise is either mentally ill, or they're making money off of it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes total sense. And I'll tell you, back to your comment on the congregation part, we had just had John Cooper of Skillet on before, on the episode before, and he was talking about that too. Like, you look at like these crowds at like football games, for example, you get football games together and it doesn't matter. Everybody's different. Everybody's got different backgrounds, different beliefs, but you get everybody together at a football game, it all disappears. Everybody, for the most part, everybody comes together, and it's the same thing at concerts, shows, whatever. And it's the congregation. It's a true thing. You're right. I have to agree on that. It's real.
Yeah.
Well, it's we're not meant to be enemies, right? Like, it's like Abraham Lincoln's great saying, like, I've been highly criticized because I've been outspoken about this intended racial divide, right? And as I'm African-American and I grew up in New York City and I spent most of my 20s and 30s in Los Angeles, and those are very liberal cities, but mm-hmm. I also have traveled all over the world. I spent a lot of time in the South. I've literally been to every state except Hawaii and Alaska. And I've been all over South America, all over Europe. You know, I've been to Russia. I've been all over the place. I've been to Australia, you know, I had a girlfriend who lived in Australia. I spent a lot of time over there. And I'm like, I don't really, things have changed drastically. And to say that we haven't come extremely far from the 60s and 70s or the 50s, you know, we continuously progress. And then to say everybody is racist or anyone who doesn't agree is racist is, you know, it's gaslighting.
Yeah.
People are not inherently racist.
And this country is not racist.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. Are there racist people? Yeah. But there are black people who think white people should be eradicated. Those are racist people too.
Yeah.
Right. There are Muslims who think that all the Jews should be destroyed. That's racism too.
Yeah.
Right. The media and the leftists have tried to create this ideology that only white people are bad. And and that is racism, you know. And I found that most people who I know who are very far leftists, they project that they actually have inherent prejudice. And they feel ashamed of it. So they use it. They basically try to lambaste other people with the thing that they're most afraid about, you know, their deep, dark secret, you know. And it's not like they're not out committing hate crimes, but it's the same women who, like, they clutch their purse when they walk by, you know, somebody like me, you know, or they're like, don't want their daughter dating somebody like me. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, I don't experience that from, you know, people who are moderate to, you know, right-leaning. I don't experience that. Because mostly the principle is that is about self-responsibility and doing, you know, take care of your own shit. Don't be a bad person. Obey the law and do what you gotta do. And and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Well, Tommy, we've already been canceled. We're white.
Yeah. Cool.
But that was really our goal. That's really what we started off. We have to. We got to be canceled because no one wants.
I think
to
it's see. Pronounced white.
White
bread.
I like
white bread.
White.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's strange to me. It's strange.
Yeah. So you're going around touring, you're doing all these things, you're playing a stupid amount of songs, you're writing a stupid amount of songs. Do you have a favorite song that you like to perform?
I mean, it changes all the time, right? It's like, you know, you get bored of playing a song and then you're like, let's do this one or let's play some new songs, and it just changes. But like, ask me, they're like, does Zombie ever get old? And I'm like, no, it doesn't get old.
Yeah,
because it brings people joy.
Yeah.
You know, like little kids come up on stage and sing with me, and like, that's the best part of my night, you know, because I'm like, I've been doing this forever, but they are like, they're going to go to school or go home and be like, oh, I'm a rock star. And like, they're going to have a memory for the rest of their lives. Yep. And that's that's the coolest thing I can do.
And you gave it to them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like they're entitled to it. I tell everybody when they come to a show, I'm like, listen, this is not my show. It's your show. You paid to get in here. So you guys rented the building for a night. I'm going to do the best I can. And hopefully we all have a good time. And that's my. you know?
That's right. I love that, man. I've seen you with a lot of kids and pictures and stuff. I think that's great.
Yeah, man.
I'm an uncle, you know what I mean? Like, you know, one day I'll have kids. Touring is tough. I know a lot of guys who have kids that tour, and if you're not in a certain financial bracket, it can be very difficult.
You know, so I
want to make sure that I have, I think it would be nice to, I think some bands like Disturbed, like, they have it set up where the guys can bring their families on tour and for an extended period of time, and other, you know, there's several bands that do that, but yeah, that's the dream.
Yeah. Well, and I think speaking of touring tour buses, Parker, you know what I'm going to say?
Oh yeah.
Tommy, I recently found out, and I've been on several, probably million tour buses, but I recently found out it is incredibly frowned upon to poop in the bus bathroom.
Yes and no. So my tour bus is, is like one of the nicer tour buses. And the back of my bus is a bedroom with a personal shower and a toilet. And the upfront toilet does not have what is called a grinder. So my bathroom has a grinder in the toilet installed, so it is fine for me to poopy poop. And also, there's a really neat trick, and this includes Tide Pods. You don't eat them, but after you poop on the bus, if you do poop on the bus, now listen, most people can't afford a bus with a grinder in it. I'm just going to be honest. I'm sorry, guys. You know, it just is what it is. And
if you're Cypress Hill, then you got tons of grinders.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't want to use those grinders to be with.
No,
that's for me.
I feel a very good secret coming on. Let's hear this.
The Tide Pod secret is that if you do, and you shouldn't do, you know, if you get hold of it or go to a gas station, you should, because you don't want to fill up the tank with poopy, because the bus driver has to empty that poopy tank, and it's just like, it's a courtesy, you know. But there are times, in the case of an emergency, or if you just, you know, if it's right before you're going on stage and you're just going to run from the bus to the show, you might got a poopy. There's a grinder. If you poop, you got to put two Tide Pods in there.
Okay. If it has a grinder.
Yeah. And the grinders will grind up the fucking Tide Pods, and the soap will make a layer in the toilet with the water it's basically like vaporize. Like, it's like poopery on steroids.
Poopery.
Industrial strength poopery. So if you run out of poopery, you can also just put Tide Pod in your toilet and squish them. And, like, you know.
I'm honestly worried about you, because if you require a grinder every time you poop, what are you eating, man?
I don't use a grinder in a regular toilet. But I mostly eat protein. So I use my Firstborn protein. Check it out. You can go to firstborn.com and check, you know.
With a good plug. Put a little graphic underneath that. It'll be great.
What was that website again?
There you go. What is it? Use my code, # Tommy Vexed, free Tommy Vexed.
See? There you go.
Oh, love it.
We're just giving stuff away today.
Hey, all about it. All about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I learned a lot about poop.
You know, I think every single show, I'm pretty sure this is the 36th show we've done on this Rockcast with Eric and Parker. And I would be hard pressed to find one that we have not talked about poop on at some point. It'd be weird. I mean,
if that's what you're into.
No, it is. It's clearly. We barely talk about it all the time. It's not. Yep. It's fine. It's not weird. It's not weird. It's fine. It is weird. Yeah, no, it is weird for sure.
Everybody,
but that's
poops.
Who we are. That's who we are. Bunch of weirdos.
That's right.
Hey, we've got a game for you.
Oh, okay.
That's the actual answer you should be giving us. It's just would you rather. That's all it is. We got three would you rather questions.
Okay.
But listen here, you have to elaborate on your answer. You can't just give me a one answer. You got to elaborate. This is the answer.
Oh, you need a reason why. You want me to explain in intrinsic detail the reasoning behind my decision.
Yes, like your details about the grinder, for example. That was great. Fantastic. We'll probably get it.
Great detail.
Least, Yeah, at least 30 or 40 clicks on that bad boy.
What's so, the first what's the first one?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I was right. born ready. I was born ready.
You were born ready. Good. Good to know. I wasn't there, so I had no clue.
I'm older than you.
No, you're not.
How old are you?
39.
Yeah, I turned 40. When do you turn 40?
May.
I'm 40 in April.
You're going to die before me. How is that about? You're going to die before I do.
Well, that's probably because my brother will get out of jail and murder me, but that's a whole fucking other story. You know, with 14 years of therapy, we can laugh about that now.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Right. That's right.
That'll be on episode 42.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right.
Question.
Here we go. Question number one. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Oh, the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first wrote that down, I was like, oh, and the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, there's nothing good on the internet. We have books with the same information on it. I'll just go get those.
Yep. Well, also too, if I didn't have the internet anymore, no one could bother me.
Hmm.
That's true.
Very true. That's very true. We're actually trying to figure out how to not use the internet to push this show forward. And it's very hard.
And if you don't have the internet, you don't have social media, which would make this country and world a way better place.
Yeah. Yeah.
It used to be so great. Like, remember when people would just go on social media? Like, Instagram used to be pictures of your dinner.
Yep. Yep. And a cat and a dog.
Yeah. Yep. You're like, check out my cat. Like, look at what I'm eating. And you're like, oh, yep. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore. Not anymore. If you can get on there and stay on there, it's a miracle.
I have a new handle, so I'm back.
Oh,
what is nice. That handle? Tell everybody.
Hell, right now. We're going to ask again, but
it's at Free Tommy Vexed. But there are 463 fake Tommy Vexed profiles across all platforms.
Did you say 463?
Yes.
Holy cow.
I keep reporting them and they keep going down. And every time I just make a little number.
Hang on.
Where it's a lot.
It's at 462. Wow. I just took mine down.
A lady actually contacted me on Christmas morning. I was with my mother, right? And I bought my mother a house for Christmas with some money that I came into.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
And this lady was like, hey, you're not at the hotel, like in my DMs. And I was like, I think you're messaging the wrong person. She's like, no, I'm in DC. Like I wired you the money. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, I've been talking to you for 3 months and like, I sent you $40,000 for your legal bills. And I was like, what? So there's a catfish. There's like a catfish, like a pro catfish that's conning people pretending to be me. And they've gotten away with like that, like now tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Wow. It's pretty insane.
Gosh,
yeah, dude. And I every day I make a daily statement on my Instagram. I'm like, just here's your daily reminder that if you think you're talking to me and it's not on this profile, you're not talking to me. And
you're
if
not.
You do, if you send a stranger money over the internet, I'm gonna mail you a hammer so you can smack yourself in the head because you're not smart. Just like
oh my gosh, dude, that's ridiculous. There's there are a lot of other rock casts, but this one is ours. Room. Yeah,
yeah, this is yeah, you guys aren't faking it, you know.
Yeah.
So they it's not a new name, but it's a new take on things. A lot of the people out there right now, we want to have conversations. We don't want drama, we don't want the headlines, we don't want any of that crap. We're not Loudwire, we're not Blabbermouth. That's right, I said it.
Well, you got to look, Blabbermouth created the blueprint for drama and rock, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I know Frank, who started Metal Injection. Frank and Rob, we played like in a battle of bands in high school together. We've known each other since we were kids. I actually, their first interviews with like Randy from Lamb of God and Corey Taylor is because I took their cameras and put them in drum bags and snuck them into God Forbid's van.
That's awesome.
And that's how they got their cameras into Ozzfest. So wow. I've known those guys forever, man. I love Frank, and they've distanced themselves from Metal Sucks. Like Metal Sucks is you know, they're just like kind of cuckold dudes. They want to destroy people. They tried to do an expose on me. They destroyed, they decapitated. They, you know, they tried to, you know, Dave Elfson from Megadeth, who's the one of the most He's been sober for 30 years. He's helped out countless people behind the scenes. And, you know, they ran these stories about him that were completely untrue, yeah. You know, and it's like the last time I checked, like if a rock star has an affair with a chick, it's not the world's business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the woman was like 34 years old. It's like, and it's between him and his family. Yeah. And I just think that, you know, I've called out Loudwire. They don't touch me anymore, you know, because I threaten to dox them. I have every single person who works there, all of their addresses, their homes, where they live, their names, their cell phone numbers, everything. Because I have a buddy who works in the FBI. So I got everything on every single person. And the problem is that these people are watching, you know, they have fans.
Yeah.
So they're fans of music, but they are also fans of journalism. So they're watching the top tier journalists, the Don Lemons and all these other clowns on fucking MSN and CNN and some on Fox, you know what I mean? Being completely irresponsible. And they think that that's journalism now and that's trending. And so they feel entitled to be empowered to destroy people's reputations and lives. And it's just like, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
It is. It is.
I call anyway, it fuck those guys. I'll fight all of them. No. But like, could you imagine if like I got off a train and like any of those dudes were there and they ran into me face to face, they pissed their pants.
Next on Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh my God, Tommy Banks, I'm so sorry. Please don't push me. You know,
you didn't think I would be standing here, did you?
Oh, here we are.
Maybe end up like the fucking dude from Ghost, just like riding the train for eternity.
Yeah.
Tommy Banks pushed me. He pushed me on the tracks. Yeah. Get off my train. Yeah. I was a journalist.
Take your ass back over there to PMSNBC.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Anyway. We've got one question done. We've got two more to go.
When Eric said go in detail, he didn't. He followed directions. I did.
No, I'm yeah, dude, it's awesome. This is good. Next question. Spend a week in the forest or a night in a real haunted house?
A week in the forest.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a haunted house?
I have several times.
Have you ever like come into contact with an apparition?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I won't do it. Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
I was very young when that happened, and it's not a good situation ever.
I haven't done that yet. So if I do it, can we all come? Because I've not done it.
No. We just said we're gonna live in the woods.
Yeah. We're going
it's
to the
just
woods.
One night. One
you're,
night.
No, you're on your own, bro. You can't fight a ghost.
We'll scare you on the way into the woods. How about that?
Is
that
all right? If Tommy Vex is there, he's going to protect all of us, so it's fine.
Sure, you can't fight a spirit. The worst part with like that kind of stuff is like, you know, you don't want it taking you over. You know what I mean? Like some exorcism shit.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good Lord. Parker, you got the last one?
Okay, I'll do it. So let me read this. Whoa.
Okay, good.
Are these questions people submitted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather? They knew you were going to come on here, so we're gonna read them. This is the last one.
It was
Would
Bob
you
Dole.
Rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
I don't even know how that would like. So every day your tattoos would change.
Yes, whatever you did the previous day, that would show up on your arms, on your body, on somewhere.
So like, essentially, like I banged two porn stars. I would have a big tattoo of me banging two porn stars wherever I went.
Think Moana. Think the what's his name? The guy, the big guy.
The Rock.
The Rock plays it, but yeah, that where the tattoos move. That think about that.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I get you'd have to. I mean,
but it changes every day.
I don't know. I guess. I mean, where are the tattoos? Are they visible? I'm already covered in tattoos.
They just show up. They just show up.
Okay. I'm gonna go with that one because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Because it could cause some strange predicaments. Like I mean, but you know, this is gonna be. you know, every day is pretty boring, right? It's like, I don't really do too much that's exciting.
Well,
but if you did, the meet and greet that night would tell all. They'd be like, oh, I know what you did last night.
I know
so the meet and greet would be pictures of the meet and greet from the night before. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, that'd be all right, though. That'd be pretty cool. I would dig that.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. Man, that's all we got, buddy. We appreciate you showing up and being here and talking to us and virtually high-fiving us. It was an amazing experience for all of us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
You know how that works, yeah. But, I don't know. I feel like this is the part where I'm like, go sign up for my fucking website and blah, 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 blah.
It is. That is the part.
No, I just hate all that. I just think it's so lame to sell things. It's just like, you know, I have a website. You can sign up.
You have to talk about it.
Well, we give away free things when you're a member. So like people get free music before it actually goes out onto streaming sites or gets released. There's a music video that is coming out that is it's too controversial to go onto YouTube. So the only way to actually view it is to sign up for the website. It's going to be very,
it's smart
on the nose of, current events. Sign up at TommyVexedOfficial.com and follow me on Facebook at Free Tommy Vexed if you can find me. Ooh. Because there's 4 bajillion trillion gazillion zillion billion bajillion dollars. I mean, no, sorry, that's Biden said that.
That sounds familiar.
Make profiles. Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
If you're gonna send Tommy money, send it to the Rockcast show handle.
Don't send money to anybody.
Never do that.
We were so close. So close to getting the budget.
The girl that you met on fucking Tinder that isn't a verified profile that has fucking 20 followers on Instagram and can't show you a picture or FaceTime with you, that's a dude.
That's a dude.
Yeah.
But good luck with that.
That's his name's Gary. It's not only two.
Some of his friends call him G Money. That's all you need to know.
Yep. He's living his best life.
Yeah, somebody is. TommyVexedOfficial.com. Go check it out. There's a lot of good stuff over there. Like you said, sign up for pretty much anything you can over there because there's a lot of good stuff happening. If you want to know more about the show, this particular one that we like to call Rockcast with Eric and Parker, Rockcast.
Clark Griswold?
That was Rockcast.
It's like Cleveland.
Rockcast.com. Rockcastshow.com. Do I even know our own website? Am I familiar with this at all? I don't know. Rockcastshow.com. Anyway, that took entirely way too long to get all that stuff out. Tommy, appreciate you, brother. Good luck to everything that you're doing in the future, man. If you need anything from us, you know where we're at. We would be more than happy to help you out with whatever that may be. I'm amazing at finger symbols. He's got triangles, so if you need anybody, you let us know, buddy.
Okay, finger symbols. Good to know.
Rock and roll. All right, guys. We'll see you again next time. Appreciate you watching. Again, this is available on all platforms that are worth anything for podcasting. Available currently on YouTube to watch. So go check it out. It's going to be good stuff. All right, guys. We'll see you again next time. Bye.
Bye.